with an 8-0 record in the way they've been doing it. Andrew Morris, second free throw. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Carter Geister. Neff against Morris gets screened from Geister, and it's tipped by Weiss. There to chase it down would be number 11, Ronnie Lemke. Dribbling down to the left block goes it strong. He is fouled on the way up. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. This foul will go against Noah Koth, the sophomore, and that's his first, team's third. At the free throw line, Ronnie Lemke. He's a junior. Has not attempted a free throw, nor has he scored yet tonight.
1:10 to go. It's 16-1, Kingston.
Free throw is good from Lemke. It's now 17-1. Second free throw from Lemke is up. The left-handed is good. 2 for 2 for him. We have substitution number 41, Kendall Geiser, replaces Evan Neff. 18-1. 1 minute, 10 seconds remain in the first quarter. Red hoodie brings the ball across midcourt, right to left across the radio in their home. White uniforms, blue and yellow stripes across their side. North Huron emblazoned across their chest, blue numbers with yellow outlines. Red hoodie dribbling around the perimeter, nothing there. Now he finds a seam inside the lane, puts it up, and the layup is good. In for two. The first field goal is good, and now Brad Hoodie finds a steal out there as well.
That's where they make a living. Transition defense. Quick hands.
18-3. Brad Hoodie dribbling to the right wing against Lemke. Gets a screen from Weiss. At the top of the key. Now the left elbow down the left side of the lane. Inside the lane. The floater is up. And Brad Hoodie on a 4-0 run himself. Makes it 5-0. Or 5-0 run there. 18-5. Kingston by 13 points. Lemke brings the ball up. 15 seconds remain. Cross midcourt. Dribbling with his left hand to the left side. Now dribbling to the right. Into the hands of 41, Kendall Geister. Back to the top. To Carter Geister. Back to Lemke on the give and go. Kendall Geister puts it up. This one's no good. Rebound Weiss. And North Huron takes the half-court shot. This one's no good. We reach the end of the first quarter. Kingston 18, North Huron 5 for the WLW Sports Network.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and performance-based pay. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises, 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road and M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Coming out of the timeout, or excuse me, end of the first quarter, Brad Hoodie goes on a 4-0 run for himself, and it's 18-5, a 13-point ball game in favor of the Kingston Cardinals. Out of the second quarter, Danger Morris to the big man down low. Koth, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Noah Koth has gone to the free throw line once already. He went 1 for 2. Foul goes against Kendall Geister. That's his first, team's fourth.
Oh, check that. That'd be 31, Quinn Buchard.
Oh. Free throw is good. Koth has 2 points. Makes it 18-6. And that one did not touch anything. So be out of bounds. Kingston ball.
North Huron's turning up the defense a little bit.
And they're going with the full court press, but we have a foul on the inbound.
Oh.
Foul will go against number 24. That's Brad Hoodie. That's his first, team's fourth.
Guess the idea is you got 5 of them, use 4.
Kingston facing a full court press. Now it's just token pressure from DeAndre Morris. Across midcourt. De La Cuesta to Bukard to Devin Neff, left wing. And guard by Morris. Dribbles inside the lane, kicks it back out to the right wing. Bukard taking his time. On the give and go to Neff on the left side, and he goes up. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Evan Neff leads all scorers with 7 points currently, trying to make it 9. Foul go against North Huron's number 20, Joe Weiss. That's his first, team's fifth. Evan Neff taking his time with the free throw line. And the first free throw, nothing but net. He has 8 points.
You know, stats aren't always perfect because the two games I saw him, he was like at 57%.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's surprising. Second free throw, this one's no good. Rebound, though, Evan Neff inside the lane, and he is fouled. And
what's going
he
on?
Very well may go to the free throw line once again.
That's going on, Weiss.
Foul goes against Weiss, number 20. That's his second as many seconds as about that. That's 16 fouls, 2 for him. And Evan Neff is back at the free throw line shooting 2.
That's one thing you don't want to do is put a pure shooter on the foul line to get hot.
Evan Neff taking his time at the free throw line. And the first free throw is good. Substitution for North Huron, number 32, Joey Zaleski checks in. Places Weiss. Evan Neff back at the free throw line. 20-6. And the second free throw is no good. Rebound North Huron. Just their fourth rebound tonight. Dribbling to the right wing. Zaleski gets it stolen away, and we have a jump ball. This will be possession arrow Kingston.
Yeah, I think Kingston won a decline the penalty. I mean, that was a prescription for a fast break.
Fast break and transition. Kingston brings the ball up. Evan Neff against Morris. It's a screen. Dribbles and takes the 3 at the top of the key. This one is good.
Isn't that something?
He has 12. 5 in this quarter. 23-6, Kingston by 17 once again, and we have a whistle as DeAndre Morris sliding down the left side of the lane. He's fouled on the floor. It'll be North Huron ball underneath their own basket. Foul goes against number 13 for the Cardinals. That's Aaron Kalin, and that's his first. Team's fifth. 6:50 remains in the first half. Brad Hoodie inbounding for North Huron, left side of your radio. Inbounds to Zaleski. Zaleski back at the top to number 35, Tyler Moore. This one's no good. Rebound, Bukard.
And Hoodie with quickness and gets back and intercepts.
And his third steal of the night. Taking his time to the left wing. Into the corner. Zaleski. Zaleski dribbling. Neon shoes. DeAndre Morris down to the baseline. Lost his handle on it. Feeds it back out to Tyler Moore. Brad Hoodie at the right elbow. This one's bank is open for extended hours. He has 6 points. And we have an offensive foul as Kingston was out of control, flying into the lane against number 33, Jack Green. That's his second, team's sixth.
And it's an offensive foul, too. And, you know, Jack Green has been absolutely doing yeoman's work on defense. That's what happens. Oh, well. 2 on him now.
They inbound it. Cross midcourt transition. Here comes North Huron. And he another offensive. He pushed off. Hold on. We have a...
On who?
The officials are discussing things here. One called an offensive, and he was screened by the defensive player. And the person who had vision of the offensive player called a defensive foul against Quinn Bukard. That's his second, team seventh. Sis puts number 35, Tyler Moore, at the free throw line, shooting 2. It's 23-8, Kingston by 15, 6:06 left in the second quarter.
That's Bukard's second foul also.
And the free throw's no good. Substitution for Kingston, that'd be number 25. Carter Geister replaces Bukard.